Welcome to the Vegas Bench Warmer Podcast. Of course, my name is Eric. He hate me 702. And to the right of me, as always, we got
Jeremy with a G.
To the right, to the left, whichever way we are. y'all guys, I don't fucking know. So yeah, okay. So today, of course, we're doing the AFC West, NFC West preview. We doing that right now. That's gonna be what's on our mind, as you can see. The AFC West is near and dear to us. By the way, thank you all 153 subscribers. We really appreciate you guys. If you like the content and you're new with us, make sure you like, subscribe, follow, share. You know what? If you want. Yeah, if you want. Whatever y'all want. I'm not going to tell y'all what to do. Y'all know the drill. Y'all watching our fucking YouTube. So also, soon we will be on the ColorCast app. We will be doing a show every Tuesdays at 5:30 p.m. It's only on the iOS, which is Apple, and we will be doing a Chiefs and Raiders rivalry. So Chiefs Kingdom, Raiders.
What do you?
Raiders Nation. I thought come check us out. Come check. Fuck the Raiders. All right, come check us out. All right. So first up today, we're going to talk about the NFC West. We're going to get with that first because we're going to probably get in a couple arguments when it comes to the AFC West. Just let you know, Jeremy might disconnect. Sometimes he gets so mad at me that he wants to punch me in my face because I talk some bullshit about his team. And I can understand that. We also might have my girlfriend, Alyssa, another Chiefs fan, joining us later with the AFC West.
I don't know what he's talking about because...
What, about punching me in the face?
He hates arguing about the Raiders with me because I'm just like, okay, and?
Yeah, I know. So I go harder and harder and harder. And then, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, it's very hard to argue with him. It's very hard to piss him off like most Raider fans. So, but anyway, we're going with the NFC West first. Okay, so first question up. Is the NFC West the toughest division in the NFL? Jeremy, what are your thoughts? What do you think about it? I mean, a lot of people think they're going to get four teams going to the playoffs. I don't. But what do you think?
I don't think they're getting four teams. I don't think there's any way. One, I think the Seahawks, I think Pete Carroll's time is up.
Ooh, I did not expect that one. Okay.
I think Pete Carroll doesn't have a firm grasp on his new team. So
so what drama is coming up with Pete Carroll?
I just think it's time for Pete Carroll to step out of the way and let somebody else take over.
Because he's been there too long?
I think he's been there too long. And I look at him just like I look at Gruden. Like, he had that one Super Bowl run how long ago and hasn't done really anything since.
I mean, yeah, it's true. I mean, Gruden's was a lot longer ago. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm with you so far.
I have them both on the same level. Like, I think they both just need to step aside and let somebody younger come up.
So are we talking like Jeff Fisher type level where they're just – because I can't say that either one – we're going to get to Gruden later. I mean, Gruden, yes, I can completely say that. But I can't say that Pete Carroll deserves to – he should still – I mean, he's still winning. Yeah, they're not in the Super Bowl no more, but I mean – I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to get a basis for the people that are watching and the viewers so that way we can kind of get a grasp on what – I get what you're saying.
I mean, I just don't think he's advancing his team like he used to be.
Okay.
I think he's kind of regressed in his – I don't want to say –
Are you thinking the team needs another – a newer voice, including Russell Wilson?
I think they need a fresh start and a new motivation.
Okay. Okay, so basically they need a new voice in that locker room.
Yeah, I'm not saying like he deserves to get fired. I'm not saying, you know, he deserves the Jeff Fisher treatment, but I just think his time's up, I think.
Okay. Okay, so basically are you saying they're following out of the playoffs or they are they're starting to regress? I mean, last year didn't they beat somebody last year in the playoffs? Who the fuck did they play in the playoffs last year?
I don't remember.
I thought they played the Rams. Yeah, they played the Rams. Yeah, they played the Rams in the playoffs last year.
But I mean, I don't. I think maybe last year or the year before, you could have said the NFC West was the toughest division, but I just don't think it is anymore.
And they lost to the Rams. Okay, so, well, I'm just saying toughest division by based off of not like they're going to beat the hell out of each other. Kind of like
all these teams on paper should be the toughest division.
Okay.
But I think in reality, I don't think it is. I think all the teams have players that have regressed that are going to regress. And I just don't think it's the toughest division.
Okay, I understand that. So what do you think? How do you think the division's going to play out? What are we looking at there?
Like, I mean, although I think the Cardinals are going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Because I think this is a make or break or playoffs or bust for Cliff Kingsbury.
Going into his third year. Okay. And they keep upgrading the talent. So, yeah. Okay.
I mean, as far as the Rams, I mean, the Rams have, like, I mean, they haven't had a first round pick for 6 years.
Yeah, and they're not going to have one anytime soon.
Right. They're not going to have one for another, what, 2-3 years or something like that?
I don't know. Jalen Ramsey's a pick to the Lions.
And then they mismanaged the cap space.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost Johnson III and Brockers. Austin Corbett's got a position change on the offensive line. And they got Stafford. So,
hey, you know, Stafford is a G. Everybody is hyped up on Stafford. Because now he's not with the piece of shit organization.
Okay.
I'm not on him. I mean, I'm going to run around the whole entire team. So.
But, I mean, the Rams have a thin roster all over. They're not real deep at anything.
No, they're starter heavy. And where they're heavy at, they're really good. Like, listen, their defense is really good. I do not think many people on that offense is very good. I'm not saying that Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods are not good receivers. I just think they're average receivers.
Yeah.
I just think both of them are average. I think their running game has been average since what's his face left? Todd Gurley. And I think that's where Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods get a lot of how great of a receiving core they are based off of that. Which you know as well as I do, which I beat people over the head with this shit, that is how A.J. Brown and Corey Davis went off last year. That is the same reason why Julio Jones and A.J. Brown are going to go off this year. Because it doesn't matter how good they are. You have to stop that run game. And when you have a defense like the Rams and a run game like they had, it makes the quarterback look tremendous. We saw that. Everybody knows for years that knows me, I thought Jared Goff fucking sucked and he was horrible. I said that ever since he was on Hard Knocks, fucking horrible ass dude, couldn't read a cover two and people just started seeing it. Sean McVay was a boy genius. Oh my God, Sean McVay is the next coming. And everybody that he touched got a job the next year and all of them fucking failed. So like this is, I'm not trying to cut you off, but this is my issue with the Rams. I have very similar problems that you have. Matthew Stafford fucking sucks, okay? Yeah. He is garbage, and I don't understand this. People use this analogy or this thing all the time, and they're like, nah, Matthew Stafford's good. It's just that they had a shitty organization. Listen, there are a lot of teams that have shitty organizations, and they still win, or they still become halfway decent, or they still go to the playoffs every so often. Yes, the Lions – Matt McMillan did a horrible job. He drafted 3 first-round draft picks as wide receivers. Jim Caldwell actually was doing very good with the team. And then they fired him and bring in Matt Patricia, who
messed it up.
Yeah. And now they got a dude who's better known for quotes than anything he's done on the field right now. So, like, I get it. Their organization was horrible. It was like the Browns, like the Jets. I mean, you have a lot of bad organizations in the NFL, and it takes a while for them to turn around. For a while, the Raiders were a bad organization. I mean, after their Super Bowl, they fucking, the shit they were doing was just ridiculous. The Chiefs
that's continued to this day.
Yeah, but the Chiefs have sucked for a minute. Yeah. People forget about the bad seasons before we got Alex Smith, when we had the number one overall pick, and it turned out to be fucking Eric Fisher, motherfucker. So that's so, like, I'm not, listen, the Rams are going to suck, okay? Sean McVay is not a boy genius. He's not the next offensive guru. His offense is not amazing. It's not something we have not seen before. He had a very, very good running back, a very good offensive line that blocked for Todd Gurley. When you have a good running and you have fast receivers, which Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods are, and I had Robert Woods the year that they went off on my fantasy team, and I won the championship. So, like, I knew how good he was. But a lot of people got sold on that Chiefs-Rams game where they beat us and the score was like 55-51. A lot of people got sold on that game. Our defense was garbage. They had a great defense, and we put up 50 fucking points on them. They went to the Super Bowl, and the boy genius could beat a cover two. Like, they could – it can't be Jared Goff's fault. It couldn't be all of his fault. And then they slightly regressed. And then last year they weren't bad, but they weren't great. And now it's like, oh, Jared Goff is gone, so we're going to put Matthew Stafford in. Can I remind you guys that he is a career – under 500 quarterback? Like, can I let y'all know that? Career under 5, and it's not even close. It's 74-90. Like, he's not in one. He's not even good. He's led the league in attempts and completions one time, attempts twice. He's never led the league in passing. Ever on a team that has sucked so bad. We saw that last year with Deshaun Watson when he led the league in passing. On a team that sucks and you're always losing, you got to throw to come from behind. His touchdown to interception ratio, it's not bad. It's not amazing, but it's not bad. I mean, he's got 282 touchdowns to 144 interceptions. I mean, he's got multiple he has two seasons where he does not have above 10 interceptions. But other than that, I mean, and people are like, oh, well, he had no talent. Listen, he had Calvin Johnson, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. He had Kenny Golladay. He had Golden Tate. He had Marvin Jones. He had Reggie Bush. I can't name any other running backs that he had, so I'm just going to shut the fuck up right there, running backs. Yeah, I'm not – and granted, he's always been in a fucked-up-ass division because he's always had the Packers. So you've had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. I understand that. But look, the Bears sucked for a minute, and the Bears went to the damn Super Bowl with Rex Grossman. The Vikings were not very good for a minute. So, like, they've had opportunities to get into the playoffs. There's a lot of times that a lot of teams in the NFC were not extremely good. So they've had a lot of opportunities. I just don't think he's that fucking good. I think they're using an excuse, and people are going to find out right now. And not to mention, he's injury prone as fuck right now.
Of course, and you got him who's injury prone, and they're literally down to Jarius Norwood at running back.
Yeah, so, yeah, I know.
Because Cam Akers injured. Darrell Henderson has a thumb injury now.
But he'll be back soon. Darrell Henderson
and then
will be back
soon. Raymond Calais is out 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, that's a minor injury.
So it's literally they have nothing at running back.
So I literally think that their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games. I understand that.
Their defense is going to have to.
Looking at their schedule, so their schedule is not extremely hard. They have the Rams, so they're not going to start Justin Fields. So, I mean, it should be a walk in the park for them because they're starting Andy Dalton. So, I mean, if we just base that right there – after that, they play the Colts. Who knows if Carson Wentz is going to be back? Then they play the Rams, the Cardinals, the Buccaneers, the Cardinals, the Seahawks. But after that, they play the Giants, the Lions, and the Texans. That should be three wins. Then, of course, they have a halfway decent division. They also have the Jaguars. They have the Ravens in there. So, I mean, I don't see them. I see them maybe going like 7-10. I don't see them making the playoffs. I see them not making the playoffs at all. I don't think they're that good. I think Stafford's going to show exactly who he's been for the last, how many years has he been playing? He got drafted in 2009. He lasts 11 years of his career. I think their defense is going to keep them in games. But I don't want to hear that he has more weapons than he's ever had, because I don't think their offense has that many weapons. I think Cooper Kupp is very good. I think he's an above an average receiver. I think Robert Woods is an average receiver. Not talking shit, but they're not Tyreek Hill. They're not Michael Thomas. They're not DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green. They're not A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. Like, they're just not them. And their running game is going to severely be suffered. So if they're going to count on him passing a lot, he's done that his whole entire life and playing football in the NFL, and he hasn't been very good. So I think the Rams are going to be bad. I don't think they're going to be that good. They're going to be under 500.
I think the Rams are in search of another running back right now. And I think their smartest move would be to call the Raiders and ask for Jalen Richard, because either that or wait till he gets cut. Because
their smartest move is to call the Raiders and ask for Kenyon Drake.
That ain't going to happen. The Raiders aren't giving up Kenyon Drake.
They'll give you a first-round draft pick. It's okay.
The Raiders aren't giving up Kenyon Drake. They'll give up Jalen Richard.
They'll give a first-round draft pick. Don't worry about it.
We'll definitely give up Jalen Richard because we have Reagan.
Look, they're going to call and be like, look, we'll give you a first-round draft pick, and we'll give you somebody else. And they'll be like, okay! So, Cardinals. I think the Cardinals take a step forward, but I don't trust Cliff Kingsbury. I don't trust him at all. I think that he is – I think they'll be on the outskirts. Like, they have a great chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they got a great chance to make the playoffs. And out of this division, I think they're the ones with the best chance to win.
See, I disagree with you on that. I think they have the third best chance. I love Kyler Murray. I like DeAndre Hopkins. I'm not sure what AJ Green is going to bring to him. I think their defense is really good. JJ Watt was a great addition, but I don't think they have the best chance in this division. Cause again, I'm not sold on Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not sold that he is going to put all of them in the right spot. And again, I think if injuries start to happen, which it's going to happen in a 17 game season, I'm not sure how they overcome that. They don't seem traditionally deep, but I haven't really looked at their roster. So, but I think they have a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, I think they have a very good chance to make the playoffs. I have not, when we do our season predictions and we do that prediction thing, then we'll know exactly what's going on. You know, the prediction website that we used last year. Fuck the St. Louis Cardinals.
But I mean, their biggest thing is they got Christian Kirk, who's been a disappointment.
Yeah, but I don't think that he's going to go to the slot now. They're going to move him to the slot because they got A.J. Green and DeAndre Hopkins.
He's still been a disappointment.
As a slot, getting mismatched up with the linebacker a lot of times, he might not.
We'll see. And then, I mean, they got Isaiah Simmons, who has to – I mean, he's got to ball out this season to justify his first-round pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
And then, I mean, you got Chandler Jones coming off injury.
But you got the addition of J.J. Watt. Right?
Yeah, I think
the addition
of J.J. Watt. I don't know what other edge rushers.
I mean, J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones, even Chandler Jones coming off an injury. That's a good.
Yeah, but Chandler Jones is coming off a bicep injury.
Okay, but damn if he's coming off of a tricep injury or a quadricep injury or pectoral injury. I don't care if he lost one nut. Having Chandler Jones.
Well, losing one nut has got nothing to do with anything. Like, but, I mean, you coming off a bicep injury, I mean, for an edge rusher, that's important.
I agree, but he's not going to face double teams because he's going to have J.J. Watt.
I get that point.
I agree with that. I agree. You're 100% right. That injury is not kosher.
Yeah, that's like a knee injury for a wide receiver.
Yeah. But at the same time, he's no longer facing the double team. So you're going to fuck a double team. My biggest issue is them letting Kenyon Drake go. So I'm not sure about that run game. And
I mean, they do have Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, I know. So, and we know DeAndre Hopkins can do what they do. Do what he does. Looking at their schedule, I got. I mean, they play the Browns as their 17th game.
They don't have.
So, I mean, it really depends. To me, it's going to depend on the stretch that's going to be like, because they start off with the Titans. That should be a tough game. But then they got the Vikings, Jaguars. It's going to be this. It's going to be right here. It's going to be the start of their season. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So, I mean, 7, 8, 9. So their first 9 games, they have, I mean, Titans should be tough. I'm going to give you the tough games. Titans. Rams at LA because it's a conference game or division game. Niners because it's a division game. Browns, Packers, Niners again.
See, I don't think the Niners games are going to be difficult for them at all. The Niners have a shit offensive line.
True, but this is the issue. When Jimmy G plays gets back
7 times in that game,
all he does is win. Like.
He's going to get sacked 7 times in that
game. I'm going to go back to Skip Bayless with Tebow. All he does is win. That's all Jimmy G does is fucking win.
Yeah, but
so, like, I can't.
But this
I can't
Jimmy,
knock
this is Jimmy G's make or break year.
Oh, I don't think it's his make or break year at all. I think he's gone. I think he's gone no matter what next year. I do not think this is a make or break year. He could lead them to the damn Super Bowl, and I think he's fucking gone.
Well, I mean, they haven't upgraded their offensive line, really.
But again, so, they don't need to when you have a running back. When you have a good running team, a good running system, you have speed on the outside, your defense doesn't suck, and Jimmy G doesn't make mistakes. Is he going to win you a game? No, he's not. We saw that in the Super Bowl. When you need somebody to climb on, when you need a guy to get in the huddle and go, look, bitch, I got this. That's not him. No. If you need a guy to do a photo shoot for GQ, that's him. But he's not the guy that is going to get in the huddle and be like, jump on my back. I got this.
Yeah.
That's not him. He's not winning the game, but he's not going to lose you the game. I mean, they went 7-9 with fucking Chris Beathard or Charles Beathard or whoever the hell he was.
Beathard,
I don't freaking know. So, I mean, think of this. As a starter, okay? As a starter, he is 24-8. He is 22-8 in San Francisco. Like, I can't say shit. I think their offensive line's shit. But when you have a run team, a run-heavy offense, your offensive line does not have to be extremely good on pass protection because they're going to be so focused on it. Then they got receivers on the outside. Jimmy G can't move. I completely agree with that. But if their offensive line can hold up enough to give him 3 to 4 seconds with that run game, they're going to run a West Coast offense, short little itty-bitty intermediate passes, play action fake, hit you over the top. I mean, they're still running the same fucking offense that they ran with Atlanta, that they ran with when they were in the – and they got Kittle. So, I mean, you got the perfect solution for not having a bad offensive line. A run game and a tight end. So, like, I'm not – look, I got them making the playoffs. I got them in Seattle making the playoffs. I'm not – and this is my issue with Seattle. I hear everything that you're saying, right? But there's nothing that I've seen besides the Russell Wilson drama that makes me think this is the year that it all goes wrong. I can definitely see it coming. But I think this is going to be like one of those rah-rah, chi-chi years where they're going to try to do what they can to, like, you know, how do I want to say, coddle Russell Wilson and make him happy in return he's going to play well. Are they going to set the world on fire? No. But they'll still make the playoffs. Like, they should win. This division's still going to come down to them and the Niners. I'm not saying it's 13-3, 12-4, or 13-4, 12-5. I'm looking more like 11-6, 12-5 maybe for, like, the top two, with the Cardinals pushing that 9-8, 10-7. It's so fucking weird saying 9-8 and 10-7. God damn it. Fuck you. You know how hard that shit is? Like, I gotta think, which is something I have not had to do when it comes to talking about what I think people's records are gonna be for fucking years. Like, I wake up in the morning and I take a piss and I'm like 13-3. Like, as I'm peeing, I'm literally thinking of records in my head. I'm like, the Chiefs are gonna, okay, right now, the Chiefs lost last week. You know, they 6-1. What they gonna end up with? And I'm, well, you know, they could lose two more games. They could lose three. But now I gotta do the fucking math. Like, wait, hold on, 13-4. That just don't sound right. They don't roll off the tongue. Can we go with even numbers? We need to get a 500 back. Y'all just need to go to 18 games so we can get 500 back. Let's just fucking stop the bullshit. I need a 500 record.
Why? If you got a 500 record, might as well be a losing record.
I need a barrier. Okay. Because you know there's a barrier. Like, there's a – teams start to get better. You know, they start to suck. And then, you know, they go 2-14, 3-13. And then they start to slowly get better. And now they're 7-9, 6-10. And the next year they're waiting for that 8-8. And once they get the 8-8 or 9-7, then it's good. And besides, what the fuck are the Cowboys going to do without an 8-8 record? Like, they can't go 500. What are they going to do? So I have the Seahawks winning this division. I think it's going to be a very, very tough division. I don't think it's going to be like – I think it's just going to be tough because I think all of their games are going to matter more besides the Rams. But again, even the Rams getting 7 wins, I could see that. So, I mean – I think it's going to be tough. I don't think it's going to be the toughest division in the NFL, but I think it will be tough. I think it'll be very, very tough. I think it's going to be an extremely tough division. If I say very, very tough or extremely tough division one more fucking time in the next 30 seconds,
The only way it's going to be a tough division is if they make it tough on themselves.
You talking about like NFC East last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
If they make it tough on themselves, that's the only way. Well, shit. Where are you at, Eric?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened. I hit something.
You left me by myself.
I went like this, and the whole fucking shit just like.
Don't do it again, because I don't want to be left by myself. I'm scared in the dark.
I heard you say, Eric. I was like, I went to go see the Seahawks, and all of a sudden my shit was like, it took me back to the admitting. I was like, did I fucking end the broadcast? Oh my god!
As soon as you disappeared, I was about to be like, "This is about to be a boring ass podcast."
Let me go back and see. I don't know. Okay, anyway, I'll watch it later. Oh, I see your face. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh. I was like, all that was going through my head was like, "What the fuck do I do?" Like, motherfucker, how you do me like that?
Your face was like, where's he at?
Like, motherfucker.
Okay. So my only problem with Seattle is Carroll hasn't missed the playoffs but twice. I mean, yeah, he went 7-9, but I mean, he hasn't had a losing record since 2011.
Like, I'm not saying Carroll's a bad coach at all, whatsoever. I'm just saying that I just think his time to motivate and get his team on the next level is
gone. No, I get what you're saying. Like, I'm not speaking for you, but he's gotten to the point where he can get to.
Yeah.
Now for them to get over the hump of actually becoming more of a contender now and finishing out, they need a new voice in the locker room. I completely understand what you're saying. I just think there's no way in hell he's on the hot seat. Like, I mean, I get you, but I mean, Pete Carroll would have to leave.
Right. Like, I'm not trying to say he's on a hot, like, I'm not trying to talk bad about Pete Carroll before people start coming for me in the comments and shit.
Hey, whoa. Fuck Pacquiao fans, besides Jeremy.
Yeah, but wait. You said he's going to get his ass whooped, and he didn't.
He would have got his ass whooped by Errol Spence.
He didn't get his ass whooped.
He would have by Errol Spence.
No, because he was training for Errol Spence.
He got whooped by a 35-year-old dude that it wasn't even close. Like, it was a close fight, but it wasn't close. Like, it was 116 to 112. To a dude that she... 112. Well, there was one judge that had it 116-112. The score.
So 33% of the judges had it at 116-112.
I didn't say 33%. Yeah.
There's three judges. It's 33%.
Okay. Anyway, you're not saying I'm going back. I'm looking it up. So you're not back. Where the fuck is the judge, Shelly? Dude, did you see the punch stats? Like, have you looked at the punch stats? It's really bad. Like, it's not... One judge had it 116 to 112. The other judge had it 116 to 112. One judge had it 115 to 113. Like, that's four rounds. That's eight to four. That's an ass whooping in boxing. That is 8-4 rounds. That means for 8 out of the 12 rounds, he dominated. And he's not even on Spence's level. Look, we're going to talk about that shit later. We got to get back to this. But, I see what you're saying about Seattle. I get it. I think you're onto something. I think you are onto something. I think that Carroll could be losing the locker room, not in a bad way, but just in a way that he's just the same voice and they're kind of tired of hearing it. And when, yeah, I agree with you. I don't agree with you, but I understand what you're saying. Like, I don't disagree with you. I see it. I can definitely see that. No problems there. Yeah. I think I just thought originally you were going, oh, there's some drama. Cause you know, that's like,
well, I don't think there's any drama. It's just like all of us. We continue to hear the same person over and over again. And it's like, bro, just shut the fuck up.
Yes, that is true.
Like, I respect you, but I don't want to hear your fucking voice anymore.
Yeah, that is very true. I'm just going to shut the fuck up right now.
I think what gets them over the hump is bringing in Eric Bieniemy as their head coach. And yeah, I'm sure Eric Bieniemy would run the ball at the 1 yard line too.
I don't know what to say because I can't disagree with you at all. Like, I can't.
Well,
but if there's
anybody in the NFL that deserves a head coaching spot, it's Bieniemy.
No, you're right. I cannot, I just think that's a hard, like, no, I get you. I think Eric Bieniemy's going to do good wherever he goes. And I
like
think
I,
that.
I know you're on the fence because you don't want to lose Bieniemy in Kansas City.
Fuck no.
But
that'd be a great job. I mean, that would be an extremely, extremely good job. Just because right. It wouldn't be a horrible job. Like, I was just thinking, like, that would be
a shit team like the Jets.
Yeah.
He'd be taking over a playoff contender in a really good roster, and yeah. he brings that different voice that can motivate the players to get them over.
I agree with that. Like, I have no complaints about that. I think he would be an amazing coach. I just think that. No. With that, having Russell Wilson, like, I'm just thinking about the offense. Problem is, my fucking internet just started acting up, so I can see myself freezing, so it's starting to piss me the fuck off. I don't understand
you're
why.
You're not really freezing, but you're getting blurry.
Yeah, I see it. So I don't even understand why. I got to get that damn panoramic shit, probably. Okay, so yeah, I definitely understand that. I definitely see your point there. That's a good point. Eric Bieniemy would be a great choice. It'd be a great job for him. We're talking hypothetically. We neither one of us think that anything's going to happen to Pete Carroll. So no, if anybody's listening, we don't think
like
that
anything. I'm not talking bad about Pete Carroll. Carroll's done a great job in Seattle. It's just I don't think he's the coach to lead the charge and get them over the hump now.
No, I got you. He's his voice has gone kind of stale.
Yeah.
Got you on that. So I got real talk. I got Seattle winning, and then I got the Niners making the playoffs, Cardinals making the playoffs, and the Rams missing the playoffs.
See, I got the Cardinals winning the division, Seattle coming in second, and the Rams and Niners not making it.
So are the Seahawks making the playoffs in your scenario?
I think they're making the playoffs.
Are the Niners starting?
I'm hung up on that offensive line.
So who do you think the 49ers should start?
At quarterback?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Jimmy G's time is past. I think they should either move him to backup or trade him somewhere else. Look, I'll take him as a backup behind Mariota and Carr, and we'll give them Nathan Peterman.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Stop this shit right now.
I'm just trying to find a way to get rid of fucking Peterman.
You put him third string behind this. He was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
And he shit the bed terribly last season.
He was injured. He played 6 games. He went 3-3.
Ed?
That's not his fault. They won 4 games without him and lost 6. That is not his fault. There's no way. Stop it. The disrespect to fucking porn star Jimmy is fucking ridiculous now. It is utterly ridiculous to cupcake Jimmy.
Just like your bullshit. Disrespect to Alex Smith.
Fuck Alex Smith. He didn't go to the Super Bowl. He wasn't in the Super Bowl, okay? He ain't go to the Super Bowl. He ain't overthrow somebody. Fuck, and you know what? This is the worst part about it. I don't even like Jimmy G. But motherfuckers make me defend him because he's not a bad quarterback. Like, is he great? No. Is he Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson? No. Is he like, Tom Brady?
I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but I don't think he's going to do
anything. Is he better than 35% of the league? Yes.
That still doesn't make you a great quarterback.
I didn't say he was a great quarterback. But I just don't understand how a dude that has played one football game in almost 2 years should start over Jimmy G. I don't even get how it's fucking competition. Like, I'm not saying Trey Lance is not going to be good. But let's not act like he did not play Division II fucking football.
What's wrong with that?
And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying he's going to be bad. I think he's going to be very good. But to take a quarterback that's played one Division II football game in the last year and expect him to start over a Super Bowl starting QB that just overthrew.
That's the bet.
Let's be honest. There are two reasons why they lost. One, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders. And two, because Mike Shanahan decided to stop fucking running the ball. He suffers from the same problem that fucking Pete Carroll does. They both wanted their quarterbacks to become superstars at the same time. That's the fucking issue. That's not all his fucking fault. They try to make him who he was not. That's not him. But I'm not saying that Trey Lance is going to be bad. But he's played one game of college football last year. And we're going to expect him to start against NFL players. There, people were talking, and I've heard multiple people talk about Trevor Lawrence, how he hasn't looked very good. And, oh, he's not playing with Clemson. He's playing with horrible players. He's not everybody on the team's NFL. He doesn't have the best players. What the fuck are they saying to Trey Lance? Like, Trey Lance was the best athlete every time he stepped on the field. And I'm not talking shit. I'm not downgrading anybody in place, but he was. Like, 9 times out of 10, when he stepped on a college football field, he was the best athlete. 9 times out of 10. Now, he's not even close. So I don't see why people have this issue with not sitting a quarterback. I'm not saying the Patrick Mahomes shit, because I've had this conversation with VSiN, with the Big Vanilla, the Big Husky, BJ, on his Visa, on the VSiN Sports, VSiN Network. I had this conversation a couple weeks ago with him on it. And I told him, when the fuck did not starting a quarterback become fucking good? Like, bad. Why? They're in a perfect position to have a returning quarterback come from injury that was in the Super Bowl his last full healthy season. Have him come back from injury, play this season, let him sit on the bench. That team, the offensive line, is not good. We've already mentioned that. That's the reason why the Bears may not start Justin Fields. So why would you let your guy get fucking beat up if people think the offensive line is not that good? Start Jimmy G. If you need to, you can always put Trey Lance in, but let him sit. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I remember when QBs used to sit. Aaron Rodgers sat. Carson Palmer sat behind John fucking Kitna. Because then people go, oh, well, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. Does any most of y'all motherfuckers that watch us don't know who the hell John Kitna is? So I don't want to hear that shit. Eli Manning fucking sat. Phillip Rivers sat out. And he was behind Drew Brees. Oh, well, it was Drew Brees. Drew Brees ended up with the Saints next year. Shut the fuck up. Ben Roethlisberger sat for Neil O'Donnell and Charlie Batch. Stop it. It's not a bad thing for these quarterbacks to sit. I think even if he plays, they're not going to be great in a lot of people's opinion. So why not give Jimmy G his chance to come back, see what happens. You have a good defense, so you're not going to need a whole lot of points. You have a good running game, so see what happens. And if it's not working out, do what the Dolphins did with Tua and Fitzpatrick. But you sitting this guy out, Trey Lance out, and he's not ready, is going to ruin him. I'm just like, I'm not trying to say he's going to be bad. He's actually going to be, I think he's going to be a very good quarterback. And I think he has one of the highest upsides in the draft. I just don't think he's at that point where he's ready. Like, that's my problem. He played for the North Dakota State Bison, right? Yeah. They might not be Division II. I don't know what the fuck division they are. But anyway, I'm just saying, it's not one of the top divisions. So I think Jimmy Garoppolo should be starting. I think as long as he starts making the playoffs, my nose itches. And I think that the Rams are going to fucking suck. Everybody that's high on the Rams, I saw a thing saying the Rams are a bandwagon team to jump on. I just don't think they're going to be that good. Okay, I think we spent enough time on this fucking division, this fucking conference. I didn't mean to spend as much time on this fucking conference. Next conference. Fuck that division. All right, we're going to get this in and out of the way really, really quick. We're going to get these other people out of the way because I don't care about them, okay? This is going to be all about, by the way, just to let y'all know, we will be doing the Chiefs-Raiders talk show, Raiders rivalry on the ColorCast app, because we're about to give y'all kind of a preview of this kind of, because we fuck the Broncos, fuck the Chargers. It's football season. Let's go. I'm tired of being nice. All about that KC Chiefs. We taking it back. So, what do you think about the Broncos?
That's what you said last season, too.
No, I didn't say we'd take it back. I said we'd run it back. Look, I can't help it that the NFL gods wanted fucking Brady to win a fucking Super Bowl in his Superdome. I can't help that shit.
Look, just admit that y'all played like shit.
No shit. We did. We played horrible. Horrible. I'm not going to say we didn't. We played so bad, I knew the game was over at halftime. And people are like, remember last year? I'm like, this is not the fucking Niners. This is Tom Brady. Fuck that. No. fuck y'all. The only time we beat them was when we didn't give them a fucking lead at halftime. But at the same time, for us to only score that many points, I'm not saying there's like a conspiracy or some shit like that. I'm just saying we didn't pray to the gods and Brady did. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Broncos, who should be the quarterback?
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, it's Denver. Whoever your quarterback is going to suck.
Ooh, test it. And do you want to elaborate?
I mean, you get fucking Drew Lock, who we know sucks. He'd rather sit on the sidelines and make stupid comments.
Don't stop with the Drew Lock swag.
And then try to put on six masks and all of them break.
But he can sit there and rap on the sideline.
Whatever.
Same.
Look, I don't know who should start, but I know they're going to start Drew Lock. But, look, they got Pat Shurmur as their offensive coordinator.
Okay. Okay. It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good.
Okay. So you're saying their offense is going to be weak?
It doesn't matter who they have at quarterback. Pat Shurmur is their offensive coordinator.
Even though they got Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton, Noah Fant, a pretty good defense, and Melvin Gordon at running back.
They still have Pat Shurmur as their offensive coordinator.
Got you. Okay. Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator. Got it. So you think they're going to be like the shit of the division?
They are almost every year. It's always between them and the Chargers.
Okay, so
I mean, the Raiders have sucked for a long time, but we've never been the shit of the fucking division. We've never been the toilet of the division.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You know what? My computer don't even want to pull up the Las Vegas Raiders. They said, fuck you, bitches. I mean, just real talk. There was a point in time where you either placed third or fourth in the division for a full 11 years. I would technically say that is the shit of the division during that 11-year span. Now, granted, I'm not saying
We were third or fourth from 2003 to 2010.
To 2014.
No.
2010, you went 8-8, and you were third. 2011, you went 8-8, and you were third. 2012, you went 8-8.
2011, we were 8-8 and tied for second.
Nope, you were third. I'm looking at it right now. Nope, you're third. So maybe you were tied for second with the 8-8, but you're listed as third because of the tiebreaker. So if they had to go to the tiebreaker, you would have been the third place team if you were making the playoffs. So you're listed as third because of the tiebreaker. Yes, you probably were 8-8 with either us or somebody else. But even then, if we're picking out one fucking season out of 11, you're still kind of the shit of the division in that point in time. So you were tied with the Chargers. Well, actually, you were tied for first because everybody was 8-8 in that division.
Right, the first three teams were 8-8.
Yes, but based off of standings, you were placed third. And the
Chiefs were last.
Yes. I never said we weren't the shit of the division. I have no problem with that. We drafted fucking Eric Fisher, number one overall pick. There were multiple times in my lifetime that we have been the shit of the division. But I was just saying, that's all I'm saying. So I think the Broncos are going to suck too. I agree with you. I think the Broncos should start Teddy Bridgewater.
They should, but they're not.
I think they have to. Why would you trade for him? You've seen what Drew You've seen what Drew Lock
something because they can't draft a fucking quarterback.
Well, we know John Elway has no clue how to evaluate quarterbacks. We know that. I mean, if we're going to real talk, like, besides Peyton Manning, who the fuck has he had? Jay Cutler, Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow, Peyton Manning, Brock Osweiler, Drew Lock. They've had a shit ton of people fucking quarterbacks. There's a couple I'm missing in between there, but I can't remember them. So, I agree. Shit in the division. Chargers. Let's go to Chargers. What's going on with the Chargers? Is he hitting a Herbert hitting a second year? Look,
I don't think Brandon Staley can advance Justin Herbert.
Offensive coordinator?
Yeah. I just don't think he has the experience to be able to advance Herbert.
Okay, so what do you mean by this? Elaborate on that a little bit more. What do you mean by
advantage? I don't think he has the ability to make Herbert better as the offensive coordinator.
So you don't have he doesn't have the ability to develop Herbert.
Yeah.
And which aspects are we talking about?
I don't want to say he doesn't have the ability, but he doesn't have the experience to know what he's doing.
There we go. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get to. Okay. Because, you know, motherfuckers in the comments be coming at you like, nah, he does. He was this guy's quarterback and this guy's quarterback.
Again, the last time I gave a fuck, the last time somebody came at me was a very long time ago.
And just to let you know, we give no fucks. So, we love it. So, how good is Herbert?
Like, I think he's... this season, I think he's going to be slightly above average.
Well, what did you think he was last season?
I thought he played good last season. I mean, I don't think he was great, but he was a rookie.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so you think he'll be better this year than last year?
Like, I think he'll be better, but I don't think he's going to be much better than what he was last year.
Okay.
I don't know that Staley could get him to that next level. Like, okay. I think maybe he can improve him, but I don't think he's improving him that much.
No, I'm with you. I see what you're saying. Okay. So, look, I might get some flack for this, and I know people are going to come at me in the comments, but I'm going to let y'all know right here. I'm KC all the way, so fuck y'all bitches. Right? I think he's overrated. I think he's highly overrated. I'm not even gonna lie. I think he's extremely, extremely, extremely overrated as a QB. And I know I'm getting a lot of flack, and a lot of people are telling me I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I'm a casual analyst at best. Bitch, I'm not an analyst. I'm a dude that drinks and talks sports. Okay. So I already know this is how this is gonna go. But listen, I remember.
Wait, give me one second, I'll be right back. Keep talking.
I remember the story that went around him after they played the Chiefs last year. I remember that. I remember exactly how that story went, and it was like, oh my God, Justin Herbert didn't even know he was starting because Tyrod Taylor got stabbed in the fucking lung week two. Yeah, he got stabbed in a lung by his own team, so he couldn't play. So they came in and we beat them in overtime. And I think it was 2023. I remember that. And that's when Butker hit a couple 60-yard field goals, 55-yard field goals, whatever. But I remember the story that went after that. The story was, oh, my God, look at Herbert. Herbert did such an amazing job. He came out and went toe-to-toe. Motherfucking Nat. He came out and went toe-to-toe with the Super Bowl champion, the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. He came out and did an amazing job. Oh, my God. And I was like, he didn't even fucking do that good. Like, we just played shitty. Like, no, he went toe-to-toe. And I was like, no, I don't think he did that good. And everybody thought I was hating on him. They're like, oh, you're just hating because, you know, it's what some... I was like, fuck y'all bitches. I don't think he's that good. I think he's overrated. I think he's an average quarterback at best. Yes. Did he have a great rookie season? Yes. He had a very good rookie season. He threw for fifth in the NFL. in passing yards. He also had, I mean, he had over 4,600 yards, I think it was. 43 yards, 31 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. But I think those things are going to become, it's going to happen. Like, yes, he broke a record. And in 2 years, somebody's going to fucking break his record. Like, I think this is what's going to happen. Like, Jeremy, you remember 2 years ago. What did I tell you? 50 and 5. That's all I kept saying about Mahomes. 50 and 5. Yeah. I don't say that shit no more. Because Jameis Winston threw for fucking 5,000 yards. So I can't say that shit no more. Because you, once people start doing it, it's like you're going to see more and more rookies, I think, in my mind, throw for more yards. Like, I mean, I just – fuck, this year, you might have one. Like, the Jets can be down by 50 points every game and only have to throw. Shit, the Jaguars – good pickup on the James Robinson, Travis Etienne, out for season. Good pickup.
Told you I know what I'm
but doing. The Chargers, so that's my issue. I don't think Justin Herbert's that good. I think the Chargers are actually going to be the worst team in the division. I think the Broncos will be slightly better than them.
Slightly. Very slightly.
I think he's going to hit that sophomore wall. Teams are going to pay more attention to him. They're going to game plan for him. They're going to have film on him. I just think that everybody's thinking they're going to take a step forward. I think they're going to take a step backwards this year. I would say 5-12, 4-13. See, I had to stop there because I was going to say 5-11. Fucking shit. I hate this shit right now. All right. We saving the best for last. You know this. So, can the Raiders play a full season?
I think this year, I've got a feeling this year's different.
And why do you feel that?
Just based off so we've upgraded our defense, which was the biggest thing. Everybody's going to say we downgraded our offensive line, which I don't believe. I think Alex Leatherwood is going to surprise people at right tackle. So, I mean, yeah, I think they finish out the season. I don't think we're going to see the Raiders play good in the first half of the season and then shit the bed in the last half.
Well, what do you think? What are you saying? You think they're going to play good in the last half and shit the bed in the first half?
I think they're going to play good all season.
Well, now, if they play good all season, that's just not even real.
It hasn't happened. It hasn't happened in a very long time.
Extremely
long fucking time. But I just got a different feeling about this season.
Okay.
My gut feeling about this season is a lot different than the last 10 years.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can be... I will 100% be like admit like last year you're like no we're not gonna be that good. Like, I know what's gonna happen.
We're gonna shit the bed the last half of the season, but I don't think that's the case this season with what we've done with the defense.
So go ahead and name off some of the people. So people that don't follow the Raiders closely, they know what you're talking about. What's your defense?
So we brought in Yannick Ngakoue,
mm-hmm.
Which I think. We got a fucking great contract, 2 years for $26 million.
Yep.
I mean, they brought in, what's his face, Gerald McCoy.
Okay.
But I'll be honest, I'm going to be surprised if he makes the roster.
Okay. Honestly.
Even though he's a veteran, he hasn't played in any preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's seen what he's done after coming off his injury.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he's done is one-on-ones at training camp.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be surprised if he makes the roster.
Okay. And you guys got him on a cheap roster, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think we brought him on a one-year deal.
Gotcha.
I think it was like a prove-it deal. I forget what the contract was, but I don't think
it's not going to hurt your salary cap or anything like
that. No, I don't think it was through the roof.
Yeah, they won't have any contractual obligations to keep him on.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say. Yeah, because I mean, we brought him in coming off injury, so they couldn't have given him a ridiculous contract. Mm-hmm. And then we got Trayvon Morey that they drafted. They drafted
the safety in the draft. Yep.
Yeah, and then Nate Hobbs, our third round pick. I mean, Nate Hobbs has been balling out preseason, but unlike previous seasons, I don't think he's going to be one. Because you remember, me and you've had these conversations where they play great in fucking preseason, and then regular season comes in and fucking where did preseason you go?
It's hype on preseason with not starters. So yeah.
But I think Nate Hobbs is going to be different, where I don't think he's going to regress between preseason and regular season.
Okay.
And I mean, we've added what? We got John Brown, Willie Snead. I think those two take a little bit of attention off Henry Ruggs, and I think they leave Bryan Edwards because they're not sure what to expect.
So you're saying, okay, so what do you mean by some attention off of Henry Ruggs? What do you mean by that?
So we all know what Henry Ruggs' 40 time was mm-hmm. at the combine, or mm-hmm. so-called combine, or whatever the fuck they had. So every defense knows he's fast. Mm-hmm. So they kind of pay attention to him. I'm just hoping that Henry Ruggs has improved from his being able to separate on routes.
Gotcha.
I think if he's been able to improve on separating on routes, then I think Willie Snead and John Brown take some attention away and leave him and Bryan Edwards open a little bit.
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, we've seen Bryan Edwards is good on the 50-50 ball.
So, wait, are you saying you're going to run a lot of four wide receivers?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you've got John Brown, Willie Snead, and Ruggs out on the field.
Got you. Yeah. Or Bryan Edwards.
Got what you. Do you do? No, yeah.
And Waller. Like, and Waller.
Yeah. Waller's going to be our number one receiver as a tight end again.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got a point. Who do you guard?
Right.
With Josh Jacobs in the backfield. I get you.
With Jacobs and Kenyon Drake. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I got a gut feeling that this season is going to be better. I think if we make the playoffs, I don't know that we outright make the playoffs, but I think we sneak in.
Like the 17?
Through the wild cards to 7. Yeah, 6, 7 maybe.
Well, you got to sneak in through the wild card because you're not winning the division.
We'll see.
Shut the fuck up.
We'll see.
Okay, so listen. I like what you guys did on offense. I like the addition of – I like the depth that you have in wide receivers. I completely agree with you. I think that – I don't agree with you on Henry Ruggs. I think I agree with you with – I think it's completely opposite where John Brown and Willie Snead are going to take pressure away from Darren Waller. I do not think that Henry Ruggs is going to be a huge factor in this season going forward. Yes, he has a 40 time that is fucking amazing, and he's fast as shit. But so is John Brown. So
I think Ruggs has a breakout season.
With his separation, I could see him having a very, very good season. But they didn't bring Brown and Snead in to run a lot of three wide receivers. You guys aren't set up to run a lot of three wide receiver sets. Yes, you're going to have Waller. So, I mean, unless he's starting, he's coming off of a slot. And, I mean, most of – like. I do not see you guys running a whole lot of 3 and 4 wide receiver sets because you have Kenyon Drake and Josh Jacobs. So I definitely don't see many four wide receiver sets or empty backfields because Kenyon Drake can catch on the backfield. So that's my only issue with having Ruggs have a breakout year is I do not see you guys throwing enough to a slot receiver to have a breakout year. I think he's going to tally 400 to 700 yards. Not saying he's going to be bad. He had 452 this year. So going up to 700 yards on 16 to 17 games if he plays the full season. And he only played 11 out of 13 games last year. Or no, he played 13 games and started 12. So you give him three more games, I'm giving him another 300 yards. So, I mean, that's a huge improvement. Even with another three games. So that means he could have some breakout yards. But, I mean, that's still a good season. But you with Josh Jacobs, Kenyon Drake, and Darren Waller, you guys don't have an offense to have that set up, in my opinion. Like, to have a guy that's going to have a 1,000-yard receiving outside of Darren Waller. Like, you're going to run the ball. We know this. Josh Jacobs is going to get 250 to 280 carries. Kenyon Drake's going to get 150. So, I mean, like, that right there, that's my issue with Henry Ruggs having a breakout season. I think he starts taking a step forward, yes. I completely think he takes a step forward. I just think with John Brown on the outside, Willie Snead, which is going to be your reliable catcher, and Darren Waller and Josh Jacobs, I think unless Ruggs beats out Snead, he's going to be playing primarily the slot position or the third wide receiver. And in this scenario, you're not going to run a lot of sets like we do. And you could, I could be wrong. So if you do run a lot of sets, then yes, he could definitely have a breakout year because who the fuck are you guarding with having John Brown and all there? I just do not think personally you guys are going to run a lot of three wide receiver sets. I think you're running a lot of two wide receivers with your tight end and your running back, maybe double tight end, and maybe I'm wrong. But I do like what you guys did on offense because I like the depth at wide receiver. Having Bryan Edwards and Henry Ruggs where you could switch out, which none of your wide receivers make it 1,000 yards. Henry Ruggs could lead your league, could lead your team in receiving because you could be constantly switching them out. But when you have Darren Waller, Kenyon Drake, and Josh Jacobs, you don't need 2,000-yard receivers with Darren Waller. You don't need that at all. Like, I see more of an interest of what you're going to run like a San Francisco offense, like what they ran when they went to Super Bowl, where it's a lot of run heavy, a lot of play action, a lot of tight end as your number one target with your speedsters on the outside. They had Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuels. So, like, I see that happening. I just see you guys having a lot of depth at wide receiver. But I still think he could have more yards. Just I don't see a 700, 800 yard season, like a breakout season in receiving. That's just me. Defensive wise, I think your defense is very similar to what our defense is in the Chiefs. I'm not saying that it's going to be horrible. I'm not saying that it's going to be really, really. It's going to be better because it sucked. Everybody say hi to Alyssa. Oh, we got to turn up the damn. Hold on. Babe, switch your speakers. It's going.
Oh, come on. Here we go again. What is going on?
You know, I'm just saying, when we leave, you could say some words. You could say some words.
I don't like being on camera.
Okay, so back to the Raiders. All I'm saying is that the Raiders, the defense, I think it's like ours. I think there's a lot of great moves, but I don't think it's not going to mean shit. I don't like the Yannickin Ngakoue. I do not like that signing at all. There is a reason why he is on his fifth fucking team. He was on three teams last year. There's a reason why. A huge reason why. But I do think you guys do take second in the division, and I think I don't. Look, I can definitely see you guys going 9-10-7, 9-8, 11-6. I mean, I looked at the schedule that you guys got.
We have the second hardest schedule in the league.
I don't care about that shit when shit starts to happen. That doesn't matter.
We still have the second hardest schedule
based off of last year's percentage. But right. That doesn't matter.
Well, we can't go off anything other than last year.
I can go off my fucking predictions. The Ravens, yes, that's a hard one. The Steelers, okay. I think you got the Dolphins. I think the Steelers aren't going to be that good. I think you got the Chargers. I think you have the Bears. I think you have the Broncos. I think you have the Eagles. I think you have the Giants. I think you get your ass smashed by the Chiefs. Pause.
That's what you said last season, too.
I think you have – hey.
You said the same shit last season.
No, last season I thought y'all.
You said we were going to get fucking spanked by the fucking Chiefs both times last season.
Look, I've only given you.
Well, in all fairness, Jeremy, we were supposed to spank your ass. Like that was.
You were supposed to, but you didn't.
True. But right now, only got you.
I was supposed to be a millionaire, but I'm not.
Bengals, Cowboys, Chiefs. So, like, realistically. I have you guys. I see you guys losing 5-7 games. Possibly 8, but most likely 5-7. It just depends on. Oh, we might have to turn this light off. You're way too fucking bright, babe. You're way too bright in this light.
It ain't matter. She's so white.
She's not that white, but she's actually tan. She's tanning.
We got to get her out on some hiking trails.
Turn off one of them. Everyone that's facing right at you. This one? Yeah, turn that one off. Face it over there. There we go. All right. So you can turn that one over. So
yeah, we'll just put them all on you. How about that? Yeah, we'll just put them all.
Your forehead shiny as shit, babe. Stop that.
I don't think that's forehead. Don't stop judge it, me. Yo.
I love you. So I think you guys are sneaking to the playoffs. I think the only thing holding you back is your bitch ass coach. And you know how I feel.
If he was not
on this contract, he would be fucking fired. He would have completely been fired. I think
if he wasn't on this 10-year contract, this would be his last season.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, if he wasn't on this 10-year contract,
this would be his last season.
Yeah, you're right. It's his fourth year. So you're 100% right there. 100% right. But he's not in a hot seat. And we know that.
I kind of think he is, though.
Are they going to buy him out and pay him all that fucking money? He's still got $60 million.
I believe that's coming.
Okay.
If they don't make the playoffs, I've got an inkling that it's coming.
I'm just wondering, is it an inkling or is it like...
I've got an inkling that it's coming.
Okay. So, that's my issue.
I got a feeling that he's on the hot seat this season. If he doesn't make the playoffs this season, I think he's...
I go back to the Seahawks with you. I go back. I do not think that – I agree with you. Look, he is not who we think he is. He literally has never built a team from the ground up.
Right.
This is as far as 8-8, 9-7. That's – y'all, if hopefully y'all suck this year so he can get fucking fired.
See, but that I don't think we're gonna suck, but I think if he doesn't make the playoffs or makes the playoffs and doesn't win anything, I think he's gonna get bought out and be done.
I agree with you. But
I just don't think he's the right person. Like, he can motivate the players, we've seen it. But I don't think he can motivate them to the point where just like Pete Carroll, I don't think he gets them over the hump.
I don't even think he can motivate people. I think he's like a rah-rah guy that gets everybody excited for like the first half of the season. Like, he is great at speeches for the first half of the season. But then something happens in the second half and he's just
But that's what I'm saying. I think he can motivate the players. It's just it gets to a point where the motivating the players stops.
What do you think? Now the Raiders.
I think that the Raiders have progressively each year gotten slightly better, as much as I hate to admit it. And I think he's right with the defense. They have worked on it. So I think they're going to do better than what they have in the previous seasons. I think they'll make it a full season. I do.
Yeah. I don't think there's a choice this season. They've got to play a full season. Well,
plus that, and then like as we've seen with people moving to Vegas, shit happens and miracles happen. So they actually do better. Something about the Vegas locals and supporting them, it makes them work harder.
They're the Raiders. They'll figure out how to fuck it up.
They're probably going to fuck up a couple games. There's going to be a couple games that they're supposed to win that they're not.
The Aces have been to a finals. The Golden Knights have been to a finals.
Yeah, but the Raiders' first season in Vegas was during COVID.
True.
There was no fans at the stadium.
The Golden Knights' first season in Vegas was an expansion.
And the fucking arena was packed.
And they went to the finals.
And they had fucking fans.
I mean, you at least were a team beforehand.
There was fans packed in fucking T-Mobile.
But you were a team.
You can use last season as a projection, but you really can't because every home game was played in an empty stadium.
What do you think about the fans being there? How many games do you plan on going to?
Well, I'm hoping I can get to the September 13th game. That's the first regular season game against the Ravens at the stadium.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm working on trying to get into the game.
How many
games? I can't afford the ticket, so I gotta kind of use my resources.
Aren't the tickets like $40?
Like, they keep going cheaper as you get closer.
The cheapest ticket's like $250.
Really?
And I don't know about that anymore, Jeremy. It's depending on the game. Maybe the first game, but like depending on the game, they're getting close. Like as it gets closer, it's getting cheaper. Because when I first looked at, like for example, the Chiefs and Raiders, it was like over $500 a ticket for like nosebleeds.
Well, the Chiefs and Raiders game, it's going to be expensive no matter where it's at.
Yeah, because of how big.
Well, the Dolphins was more expensive than that.
Because it's Miami.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the only reason that's so high is because of Tua.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, health check required.
Because you have to be vaccinated now.
Yeah. But I think this season's going to be better for the simple fact that there's going to be fans in every stadium. There's going to be full stadiums everywhere they play. I think Gruden's on the hot seat. As much as people don't want to think he is because of his 10-year contract, he's got to do something with this team to get them over the hump and into the playoffs and win a playoff game.
But how much of a buyout are they willing to take?
Look, I think at this point you just take fucking whatever buyout you fucking get. Just fucking pay it and fucking hire Eric Bieniemy.
Fuck you.
Ooh, that would be fucking amazing.
I would
sell my house and everything to buy season tickets.
No, 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 no. Eric Bieniemy, you bet motherfucking not.
Look, they put Eric Bieniemy on a 10-year contract.
I don't want to hate
Vegas.
I don't want to hate you, Eric Bieniemy. I will fucking hate you. I promise you, I will hate you like I hate Alex Smith. I will literally.
You also hated Derek Carr until you met me.
I didn't hate Derek Carr. I hated the fucking Raiders. So anything that was associated with them, I hated. Like, fuck John Gruden. And then they moved here. Fuck them.
And then you lost the game to us and had to deal with it.
Yeah, I couldn't even. And that was the worst thing ever, living in a fucking city. Where the first, like, people were just coming up talking shit. And, like, people I didn't even know, like, I knew, but I didn't know them. Like, he was like, hey, is this still your phone number? Fuck you, bitch! I was like.
But every time we play the Chiefs, that's our Super Bowl. We haven't been nowhere fucking, since 2002?
Yeah, my son was born that year.
So, every time we play the Chiefs, especially when they got Mahomes, that's our Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, so you said that the Raiders might win the division?
I didn't say they might. I just said don't count them out.
Nobody's beating us in the division. Unless, look, I'm going to be 100%.
You spent the last year, too, and you got beat from the division.
I'm talking about beating us out in the division. Nobody's beating us out. No, fuck yeah. Of course teams are going to beat us in the division. I'm not worried about that. No, nobody's taking the division away from us. Even, like, even if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt.
Don't be saying shit like that.
Nobody's taking
the division. You're stupid as fuck. You just like that fucking Chiefs fan that went and got a fucking Super Bowl tattoo.
Why am I dumb?
Just like that Chiefs fan that went and got a fucking Super Bowl tattoo and almost cursed you guys.
But let's not act like he hasn't missed games all fucking in the last two seasons.
Nobody said he hasn't. But you're the one sitting here saying, well, if he doesn't get hurt, who the fuck said
that? No, I'm saying even if he gets hurt, we'll still win the division. That's what I said. Mm. Yeah, I'm just saying because I love our team. I think our defense is very similar to your defense. It doesn't fucking matter. I like Jaron Reed. I love switching Chris Jones to.
I like Jaron Reed, but he's got to improve on his pass rush.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. But just again,
like, I look at him like Crosby.
But the most time, but his best pass rushing season was when he was with Frank Clark, when he had somebody else that they could control.
But then you've got the issue with Frank Clark with his off-field issues that he's got going
on. Yes, but we moved Chris Jones over to DN.
Yeah, but.
So, and then we still got Naughty. And then we got, Okafor? Yeah, because we let go of Taco Charlton.
Yeah.
So, we released Taco Charlton today, so I'm 100% positive that it's going to be fine.
I don't think that was a bad move at all.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have released him, I don't think, if we thought there would be any problem with Frank Clark. It wouldn't hurt having another edge rusher.
Yeah, but there's going to be problems with Frank Clark.
Of course, there's always problems.
He's going to be facing a suspension.
I think of course.
It's just a matter of when is it coming.
Yeah, I think our cornerback duo, our cornerbacks got better. Getting Baker, who was a first-round draft pick that got involved in that whole, I think it was home invasion or whatever like that.
Oh, yeah.
But he got cleared.
Yeah.
Then Ward, Sneed, those are just older. We still got Sorensen.
You got Juan Thornhill.
Yeah, Thornhill. Sneed, Thornhill, Ward. So, I mean, just those three are just a year more experienced. Of course, we still got Matthew, which we're working on a contract with that. Got Sorensen at our other safety position. And then our linebackers, I mean, we got Gay and Bolton. Those are going to be our main two linebackers starting off because we're running.
I think Nick Bolton is going to be a beast for you guys.
I think Willie Gay will too. I think that's a good linebacker for him. I like that. But again, I don't think it really matters. I don't think it's going to be that huge of a deal.
Well,
because
I mean, that linebacking core has to matter.
No.
Because your run game sucked last year. Your run defense was terrible.
Our run game sucked last year. Our defense sucked the year before.
So that linebacking core.
So needs our to be defense good. Doesn't have to be good. They just have to be better than sucking.
Yeah, but because your linebackers are gonna have to be better than they were last year because of
that's
the run
not
game.
Hard.
You've got to worry about the run game.
No, I'm not worried about that. Because how can I be worried? How can that be one of our main worries? When, and I'm not trying to get like overconfident or cocky, but we've literally been to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row with a shitty ass fucking defense that couldn't stop a cold. Like it couldn't stop anybody. But when it became time to stop people in the playoffs, we did. We stopped Derrick Henry. So I'm not as worried about our linebacking core. I think what's going to happen is we're going to have to stop the big plays. If you're running the ball on us consistently, yeah, you're going to wear our defense down over and over. But sooner or later, I think when you go to pass, if our cornerbacks are good and our defensive line can at least put some pressure on the quarterback and can get some penetration on run, our linebacking core will be okay. They don't have to be very great. They just have to be above sucking. I think our cornerbacks will be way better. And I think with our offensive line, Patrick Mahomes isn't going to get hit as much. I think he's going to help out with Elair, which we've already seen. Clyde Edward, we're going to run a lot more. We got two tight ends. We got three tight ends. We're carrying Fortson. We're carrying but I can't think of the other dude's name off the top of my damn head. And Kelce. So I think we're gonna run a lot more two tight ends. Kelce. Yeah, I think like he said it was both. Okay. I think
everybody's right. Reacting to it.
Yeah, Mahomes, but he said
he never said anything to us.
Yeah, Mahomes is like, I've been calling you the wrong name. He's like, it's both. It's right for both. So that's the issue. I think.
I was right on that shit.
You were right on that shit. A lot of people have been telling me that for years. Fucking you, Heath, Jeremy. So that's the issue. I don't think that our defense needs to be that much better. It just has to be better because it wasn't very good.
I don't think your defense as a whole, I don't think has gotten much better. They've gotten better.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've gotten much better. But I think you've really upgraded your linebacking core with Nick Bolton.
I agree. But I think the biggest thing was our line. The biggest thing, I'm not talking shit and I'm not, but let's be 100% honest. We don't have a fucking shitty ass line. The Super Bowl could be totally different.
But I don't want to say there's drama, but I'm curious to see how it goes with Frank Clark. If that has an impact on on your line. I don't it shouldn't.
This is the reason why I don't think so.
But I know you're both sides of your ball are really close.
Yeah, but that's what
So I'm just curious, if the whole Frank Clark off the field issues takes a mental toll on, I got to replace Frank Clark and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
So this is why I don't think it will. A, we dealt with this with Tyreek Hill 2 summers ago. With the child abuse case and the woman battery. So that's the first thing.
I forgot about that.
Yes. So we've already dealt with this as a unit. Secondly, he got high and left his gun on his fucking seat. They're going to leave him the fuck alone about that one because that's the California one. I don't even know about the other one.
They're not going to leave him alone about that.
They'll tease him. They'll get rid of it. But no, if it was a younger group, if this was the first year, yes. I completely think so. If this was even after last year, after we won the Super Bowl, yes. But I think with what we went through last year with just getting through the playoff game without Mahomes, with against the Browns, getting our ass fucking smashed like we were in prison or like we were in the new Little Nas video. So I definitely think that has complete, and again, we have Andy Reid. So, I mean, you got to be Terrell Owens level of fucking petty to throw some shit.
So here's the question. If you guys make it back to the Super Bowl this season, and you lose again, is Andy Reid gone?
No. Andy Reid leaves when Andy Reid wants to leave. I get coaches. We were talking about John Gruden. We were talking about Pete Carroll, but we weren't talking about him being on the hot seat. We were talking about more
Yeah, and I'm not trying to.
Andy Reid will parlay a Super Bowl win into Kansas City into 20 years if he wants it. Unless we start sucking. Andy Reid could lose 4 Super Bowls and they're not getting rid of him. Unless we start sucking. You cannot get rid of a coach that went to the last 3 Super Bowls and won one. When you went to 0 in the fucking 60 years before then.
It was 50 years, wasn't it?
I don't give a fuck. It felt like a 100. I've seen all of my friends and family's team go to the Super Bowl as an adult except for until last 2 years ago. So you can't get rid of that. You got to be spoiled. We can't be that spoiled.
I mean, think about where he came from, too.
Yeah, and again, Philly. He parlayed that fucking Super Bowl trip into Philly for years on a loss.
I'm not saying he's a bad coach. It's just a question.
I would think that he would be hired. I don't think it would be any – you can't fire Andy Reid after going to three Super Bowls and expecting to get away in Kansas City right now.
Right.
Andy Reid could walk outside and piss on a midget on Christmas, handing a present to a little handicapped kid. What? And would still be okay. Just saying.
What the fuck kind of analysis is that?
Saying that's how dark he could get.
What the fuck?
Have you heard of Britt Reid? Nobody's talking about Britt Reid no more. The guy that killed somebody right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the guy that basically gonna get off.
Sam, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with what he did. I'm disagreeing highly. I'm disagreeing. Let me rephrase that. I'm not agreeing.
Look, I was about to walk off the podcast on that fucking statement.
Why are you looking so mean, man?
Sorry, it's the eyebrow.
Okay, so what do you think about man? What do you think about
looking like that because that statement you made?
What do you think about the Chiefs? Yeah. What do you think about the? How do you think they? What's your prediction for the record, Jeremy? You gonna predict the record?
I mean, I'd say 14-3.
I can see that.
14-3. Maybe. I mean, if there's some shit games, maybe 13-4. But I don't see that likely.
We got a tough 8 games.
Right. We both have a tough season.
We have a tough schedule, yeah.
But I mean,
let me tell you.
You also, I think you had a tough schedule last season too, I think.
Yeah. So the problem is we have supposedly it's the beginning of the schedule. That's the issue. We play Browns, Ravens, Chargers, Bills, Titans. Well, if you just go by playoff teams, Browns, Ravens, Bills, Titans, Packers. Like right there. And that's all.
Touché, yeah. Touché.
Back to and then you throw in one division game in there. And I mean then we have the NFC East. So I'm not saying shit about these. But coming off of I'm not saying shit about the Chiefs and the Eagles, but coming off of the depending on also where the games are set up, like that could be a setup game coming off the Chargers going for the Bills, preparing for the Bills, and we're playing the Eagles. Coming off the Bills, looking at the Washington, preparing for the Titans. Coming off the Titans, looking at the Giants, preparing for the Packers. Any of these three could be set up.
I see what you mean, but I don't. I think you have.
But I mean, starting November 14th, The last six games, the last eight games are kind of cakewalk.
I still think I think you split the series with the Raiders again.
Yeah, okay.
You said the same thing last year, so go ahead.
I think the only splitting that we will be doing is of the uprights in those games. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's the only splitting we will be doing. Look,
you're going to put faith in your kicker?
Fuck kickers.
Exactly.
All 2 points.
So you go put it through the uprights with your kicker? Can you guarantee that?
What?
You gonna put it through the uprights with your kicker?
I can guarantee you my kicker
can make 50-yard plus.
Is going to miss.
That's it.
Is going to make listen. The Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker.
He's gonna make an 80-yard. He'll make an 80-yard field goal and miss a 27.
Hey!
He is going to break the record for the most missed extra points in a season. 8.
And also get the record for the longest
field goal in the same game.
What is it? So it has to be 64, right? For a field goal.
64. He's gonna make a 64-yard field goal, but then he's gonna miss the extra point after, and that's going to give him 9. So he's going to break
two. But you don't have an extra point on a field goal.
Huh?
You don't have an extra point on a field goal.
No. We'll make the field goal. Then the next extra point, he'll miss. And that'll be his 9th miss of the season, and that will break the record. The most mixed extra points in a game. That will be the greatest trivia question ever. What kicker broke the record for the longest field goal and the most missed extra points in the same game.
Look, and on every trivia game that question comes up on, I'm just going to go like this.
Fuck kickers! I didn't even kick the ball at Madden. Fuck them bitches. So, again, like, I mean, real talk, I'm not going to be overconfident. I'm going to say
You're going to sit here on camera and say you're not going to be overconfident. But as soon as you come off this camera, You're going to act like an asshole.
Nah, little old me.
Never.
All right, so I'm going to say, what'd you say we go?
14-3, 13-4.
I'm gonna give us 12. I'm gonna give us 12-5.
Like I can see a 12-5 if you got those setup games.
At 13-4, yeah, I'm definitely seeing 12-5, 13-4. Because I mean, realistically, we're gonna whoop your ass. And then we're gonna be the Chargers and the Broncos. So that's six. That's 6-0 right there. But I mean, we could split with you.
We could split with us. You're gonna split. I'll put money on it right now.
Let's just bet lunch.
Why are you afraid to put money on it?
Motherfuckers, when I bet gamble money.
Okay, we'll do lunch.
We'll bet lunch. We'll just bet lunch that we sweep y'all.
We're going to Fogo de Chai or what is that?
Texas. Oh, Brazil. I'm totally down because I'm going either way.
Or Texas Bay Brazil. One of those two.
Texas. We go to Via Brazil.
Yeah, whichever one.
Yeah, we'll go to Via over Texas. I like Via Brazil way better.
Absolutely.
Agreed. So, okay, bet. Lunch, we sweep y'all. I mean, we won't know until November. Well, I mean, we'll know.
We'll know after the first game.
My mouse just died.
We'll know after the first game.
Yeah. We won't know after the first. Well, the first game's not until November 12th.
Is that when it is this season?
Yeah. I can't switch because my mouse died.
Oh, no. It's November 14th.
Yeah, November 14th. Yeah. We play. You're the back eight.
Oh, yeah. November 14th and December 12th.
Figure out how to open the scene.
Oh, and we got the Broncos the day after Christmas.
No, it comes after Christmas.
I've never done it before. You said figure it out like I've done it before. This is your.
Hey, figure out.
I just plugged in.
I still don't think we've heard Alyssa's take on the Chiefs.
Huh?
I don't think we've heard that about Alyssa with the Chiefs.
Babe, what do you think about the Chiefs? What do you think they're going to do this year?
I think they whoop everybody's ass, okay? I think we go 16-1.
Bro, I'm betting. Well, where's my motherfucking? Look, I got credit card. Which one do you want? Which credit card are we taking?
Listen, she is the most optimistic Chiefs fan ever. I got to give
16-1. I'm betting on that motherfucker.
I got to give a forewarning to everybody. She only became a Chiefs fan when we got Andy Reid. So she does not know anything before Andy Reid.
You're just saying we wake up and piss excellence.
Yes. So her whole life as a Chiefs fan, we have woke up and piss excellence. I mean, so all Chiefs fans out there.
Okay. So, but thank real her. Talk, we'll do like, I'm thinking like 15-3, maybe 4.
Well, we can't go 15.
We can't go 15-3.
Or 15.
And 2.
And 2. I can't count.
She went from 16-1 and said, I mean, real talk.
I mean, and 15-2. That's a stretch.
Listen.
I just have very high confidence in my team, especially with everything.
You saw her at the Super Bowl. You were there. When I was sweating my ass off, like, no, we're going to lose. And she's like, nope, we got this. Like, you fucking last year. That's what we got last year.
But 15-2. Come on now.
Come on now, what? We did 16. Oh, no, we did 15-2 last year,
No, we didn't.
We lost to the Chargers. We lost to the Raiders.
First of all, we didn't lose to the Chargers.
Right before the fucking game? Going to the AFC Championship?
We lost the Chargers going to the AFC Championship?
No, before it.
You were 14-2.
You're arresting everybody. 14-2. Whatever.
I'm like, we did not go 15-1 last year, man.
But it's so hard to predict because there's 17 games this season.
And so weird. We don't even know.
And it's
awkward. And they fucked everybody up.
Right.
The fuck, they give us the Packers. Who is your guys' extra game?
The Bears. But the Bears week 17.
No, you have the Bears October 10th.
Oh, wait.
No, when they showed the 17th game, they made it look like it was week 17, but it's not. You got the Bears October 10th. I'm looking at the tickets right now.
Yeah, but we have the Bears for the 17th game.
Yeah, 17th game. Yeah, that's what I said, yeah. Because we have the Packers for
17th because game. They only show
Because what originally happened was they put the schedule out with 16 games. And then they came out later on and said,
"Oh yeah, but our
we're giving a 17th game."
Yeah, our 17th game is October 10th.
Yeah, so that because they announced it later.
They added the Bears into our schedule.
Yeah.
But our actual 17th game is, I think, the Ravens. Our Chargers.
Yeah. So, but it was the 17th game announced. Yeah, because they did it later. So, check this out. The Chiefs are going to whoop everybody's ass.
Hands down, 100.
Bet.
The Raiders, look, even if when we don't win, we win.
You could have won in a division. Nobody's arguing that.
We are. And we're going to run it back. We're going to take it back.
Yeah, go ahead and say run it back again. You said run it back. Yeah, you said run it back again last season, and y'all lost in the fucking Super Bowl. So
look, I can't help. Again,
keep accidentally saying run it back.
We've already talked about this shit.
Did you say you could get slapped when that happened?
It is not my fault that Tom Brady and the NFL gods decided to fucking put some bullshit.
Hey, y'all didn't pray hard enough.
No, I'll admit that. Like, I'll admit it. What the fuck? Fuck you, Tom.
You better say your prayers every night for 17 weeks.
Fuck Tom Brady. Okay. So I got the Chiefs. Next week we are giving away. We're not giving anything away. Let me stop that shit.
I mean, we can give something away.
Like, I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm not on that giveaway.
I got enough sports cards. We could give something away.
Oh, yeah, we do got those. Well, we'll say that. We'll get that. Maybe we'll get that for later because we do got the sports cards. Maybe we'll do that later. I'm just not a giveaway person. I work hard for the shit I get. I ain't trying to buy shit for y'all right now. We ain't making money off YouTube. Real talk. We love doing it.
We ain't making money on nothing.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, we do this for fun. So, Thursday, we will be on JD Oracle's. I hope I said that right.
Yeah, put it. You got that thing for his information?
Yeah, hold on. I'm pulling up his YouTube channel right now. Oh, it's on DSM Media. Okay, so that's what I thought it was. I told you that. So next on Thursday, we will be on DSM Media. Let me just pull them up right there so you guys can get a subscribe. Let me go back to the stream yard. Let me go to share. Why am I talking my way through this? I don't know.
Because you're explaining what you're doing. So there's not.
Eric, you're special, Eric.
I'm beyond special, buddy.
He is very special.
So this is their channel. We're going to be live on their YouTube channel right there. We're all going to be there with JD Oracle. He's on there. They're from Philly, most East Coast. It'll be Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time out on their channel. Make sure you go subscribe to them. Give them a follow on social media and all that stuff. That's where we will be at on Thursday. On Monday, we will be – I haven't told him about this yet, but Monday we will be – I don't know if – one of us, if not both of us, will be on.
He's like, wow, who are we talking about?
The problem is,
you got a mouse in your fucking pocket?
It starts at 5. So I didn't know. I figured you work till 7 or 8. So, and he's Central Time. But it's Sam Dunn from Dudes on the Couch will be on their podcast talking about the season preview.
For what, NFL?
Yeah. Starts at 5, though. So, like, I'll be getting
on. I'm at work.
Yeah, that's why I did not know. So, that's why I haven't talked to you. I haven't reminded you to talk to you about it. And then we'll be
You can't remind me of it if you never told me about it in the first place.
I'm telling you about it now. So I can call you, remind you about it later. See, that's how it works.
Like, I can probably get on for a little bit, but
we'll see. So I told him I'll probably come on later anyway. But we got those two. We got the color at cast coming out.
Are we still waiting on when those are going to be, when it's going to start?
Yeah, we haven't got the email. They said they get emails, I think, in like 2 weeks after we send that. Yeah, so they're still waiting for the update, which I think the update comes out August 29th for the ColorCast app on the iOS system.
I just want them to approve all the stuff we sent them so we can release.
She sent it back and said it was great. So,
yeah, but I'd rather wait till we know what fucking day it's going to start, because then we can add something into it.
So just prepare, if you guys got the iOS, Apple, iPhone. I went and bought an iPad just for this shit because I did not own one. ColorCast, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time Tuesday. Don't know when it starts, but make sure y'all know. And then next Tuesday, we have our season preview where we're going to take all the shit that we done talked about and we're going to put all that shit together in a ball. And we'll pass the ball around to each other. We, as of right now, have two people. King Kumar, who was on the Bears fan. JD Oracle is supposed to be returning the favor, coming back on. Four people. Ice Devil and maybe Sam Dunn. So, four guests next week. So, there'll be six of us total. We're going to do, which I'm going to send it all out to everybody. We're doing the what's that website? The NFL website where you do your predictions for the whole season.
I forget. Do that.
You remember that website last year that we did?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah. So we might do that to base our predictions. We'll let y'all know. She has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, go follow Alyssa.
It's called
Her Makeup.
It's Makeup.
She
and her TikTok. What's her TikTok?
I think it's She Gamer Beauty too. I don't even know. I just fucking post every once in a blue moon.
Wait, you know? Do I not?
You don't love me anymore. See, you don't even have me on Fate or what is that?
way to go, Eric. Way to go.
I have her on my personal.
She's gonna be in the doghouse.
Gamer Beauty. One more. There you go. See the first one that pops up. You weren't even subscribed to me?
I'm subscribed.
With the fucking word.
I'm subscribed on my personal one. You YouTube channel before we started ours.
What are you on here, the bench warmers?
So, there we go. Bam. She goes through her moments where she posts, as you can see, 3 months, 3 months, 3 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months.
Listen, okay.
1 year ago.
I do
1 year ago.
All the time. But the problem is recording and editing. Okay, I'm a lazy bitch. So
see,
you get them when you get them. And if you like them, great.
She went.
I think all three of us don't like editing.
Neither one of us fucking. No, that fucking shit sucks.
We all hate it. Like, we'll do it if we have to. We just don't like to.
Yeah, I hate editing. Editing is fucking horrible. So catch us next week. Also, when we do the video blog, we're introducing her now because she is going to be in there. She when we go to the Chiefs.
Oh yeah.
September 26th, we'll be video vlogging.
Hopefully, we'll have a video blog from the 13th.
They won't let you. You won't be fully vaccinated then.
Yes, I will.
It's 2 weeks
They're
after.
They're vaccinating on site, so you can go in.
My second shot on the 6th.
Yeah, but you're not fully vaccinated for 2 weeks.
I know, but they're not going to care about that. That's what I'm saying.
As long as you got both shots and it's verified on the card through the Clear app.
Then you know what? Fucking do that shit. Hopefully we have a vlog on the 13th. By the way, it's your choice.
Even if I got to wear a mask in a stadium, if I make it in for the first fucking regular season game, bitch, I'm going and there's going to be video of it.
And he's
that's what Kristen was saying, was that, like, I guess they're letting him in no matter what. Like, if they're only halfway vaccinated or fully vaccinated, just if you're not fully vaccinated.
Yeah, so if you have one shot or if you don't have any shots when you get there, but get your first shot, because they're setting up vaccination tents there.
Yeah.
So you can get your first shot there and go in with a mask.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. Yeah.
But if you've already got both of your shots, you don't have to wear a mask. But we all know I'm wearing a mask in there.
I'm wearing my mask anyway. By the way, just to let everybody know,
that's too many people. That's 65,000 people. Like,
your choice. You're right. We're not telling you what to do. We don't care. We don't give a fuck. We got vaccinated so we could make sure we go to the game.
We made sure we get our vaccination just so we can make the game.
I seen that
announcement come at like, what was it? Like fucking 7 o'clock at night. And I went that night, like, fuck you.
So just to let you know, we're not, whatever your choice is, we don't care. If you
want to do whatever you want to do, we don't care one way or another.
But regardless, make sure you stay safe. Make sure you wear your mask, wash your hands at all time, and make sure you say, go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs!
That'll never come out my motherfucking mouth. Unless, the only way that'll come out of my mouth is if we need you to win a game.
Buddy, I hope to God that on week 17 or week 18, you need us to beat the team so you can make it in the playoffs.
And my luck is your team will shit the fucking bed down.
And I hope we sit all of our fucking starters. So the
sit your fucking starters, but then your fucking defense ain't going to be nowhere to be
found. I don't care. I hope we sit everybody. I hope we bring up practice squad players to play. So the whole time you could say go Chiefs and be cheering for the
team. I'm not going to sit there and be fucking cheering. I don't know who the fuck you think I am to think I'm going to sit there the whole game for the fucking Chiefs.
We'll put you a flag around
I'll be sitting there on edge wanting y'all to win the game.
I get
you. You ain't going to see me cheering on the fucking Chiefs.
Fuck.
Have you seen my house?
Yeah.
There ain't no fucking way I'm cheering on the fucking Chiefs.
We got a brief picture in there right now.
Yeah, and we got the... That thing.
Is that the Golden Knights?
No, that thing.
Oh.
Our trademark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a trademark. Yeah. So, Chiefs win the division. Seahawks win the division. I think you think who wins? The Chiefs and who else?
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Let us know in the comments if we got it right or wrong. Jeremy, you got anything else to say?
No, I think we're good. We didn't get into as many arguments.
No, we didn't. That's because we're saving that for the color cast.
We're saving that for the season.
That's exactly right. And it's late in the season. So we got all year. It's real late. So it's not. We got all year.
We're going to talk shit to each other all throughout the season.
It's all season, and there's probably going to be a couple more bets. So,
yeah, and you still got bets to take care of from last season.
Oh! Prediction videos will be back. Prediction videos will be back. They start first week. And then high school videos will be back. High school football. We are going to the Coronado's basic game this Friday.
I'll probably put that video together next weekend. Maybe we'll post it Wednesday.
Okay. So, and then we're going to try every week to at least get to one game, whether we're going to different games or we're going to the same game. So high school videos will come back. High school football will come back. And then make sure you like, subscribe, follow, comment. You know what? Do what the fuck y'all want. If y'all want to, you know, whatever. Without further ado, Jeremy, take us out.
Put me in, coach.
Peace.